Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. We're speaking about Shishma and the Koch of Shmia coming from Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu istovev ba'olam v'olid bo minei diburim ke'ele shelo nishmu ba'olam k'motam. Avram Avinu went around the world and he said diburim that the world didn't hear. V'gam otam u'chatzav me'atzmo, hu'otzi et ha'diburim ha'ele mitoch atzmo. כל מה שאברהם אבינו גילה בתמצית שבתמצית, הדיבורים האלו נחלו במשפט שנאמר בראשית רבה. It's all in what Avram Avinu said. Everything he said is all encapsulated in what it says in Bereshit Rabbah. כפי שאבינו אברהם אומר, תאמר שעולם הזה בלא מנהיג. Can you say the world doesn't have a leader? There's no creator to this world? And that dibur came out from the pnimius of Avram Avinu. Vayikra b'shem Hashem b'tzmali d'shutzali b'shma d'Hashem, as we saw in the previous year. Seder ha'dvarim haya kach. Avram Avinu estovev ba'olam, ra'a ma she'ra'a, v'kach hu echlit v'hegiya l'maskana hazot, v'hotzi et ha'diburim ha'ele mi'atzmo, m'libo, k'neged kol ha'olam kulo. Avram ha'evri she'kol ha'olam kulo le'ever ha'echad, v'hu haya le'ever ha'acher echad, k'lashon ha'psikta. אלו הדיבורים שהם הם היסוד לכל כלל ישראל, לכל התורה כולה. היסוד לכל הקיום שלנו, של כל העולם כולו. לשון הרמב״ם, פרק א' מהלכות עבודה זרה לחבט, עד שנולד עמודו של עולם והוא אברהם אבינו. הוא עמודו של עולם, עולה ועולם נשען. מה שכתוב בראשית רבה, אלו תודות שמיים בארץ בהיברם, באברהם בזכותו של אברהם. אברהם הוא ההיברם של העולם. עניינו של אותו אברהם אבינו שהוא עמודו של עולם היה בגילוי הדברים האלה. הדברים האלה הם עמודו של עולם, אי אפשר לעולם בלא מנהיג. כתוצאה מכך הציץ עליו בעל הבירה ואמר לו, אני הוא בעל הבירה. ומאז אברהם אבינו בורא עולם מדברים זה עם זה. בורא עולם הציץ עליו ואומר לו, והוא מדבר על בורא עולם, מתפלל אליו, פונה אליו. אברהם אבינו אומר לבורא עולם את דבריו שלו, בורא עולם מגלה לאברהם את דבריו שלו. המחסה אני מאברהם את כל אשר אני עושה. שני מדברים זה עם זה. זה היה עיקר עניינו של אברהם אבינו. הדבר היה צריך היה להיות שייך לכל בניו. אברהם עצמינו בעצמו הרי אומר, לו ישמע יחיה לפניך. ייתכן שכל מה שהובטח לו יוכל להתקיים על ידי ישמעאל. So in other words, that's the mahalach is that God appears to Avram and then they're in this dialogue. Avram prays to Hashem and Hashem talks to Avram. And then Avram says, oh, if only Yishmael would live before you. In other words, all your haftachas can come true through Yishmael. And Hashem says, no, aval sarai ishtecha yoledes lecha ben, you're going to have a son. All the haftachas that already promised to Avram could have been fulfilled with Yishmael. He's the hemshech of Avram. That's what should have been. But Avram Avinu ended up sending him away because of his misbehavior. The word dibur in Lashon HaKodesh is a connection. When somebody stands up and speaks, that's not dibur. Dibur is when two people are speaking to each other. They say, what's the difference between a monologue and a dialogue? And a monologue is a dialogue is one person speaks and the other one listens, and a monologue is one person speaks and nobody listens. True dibur is a dialogue. It's two people speaking to each other. Ua medaberet. Ksubis. Kesher, medubar shem bagmara, that they have an intimate connection. Dibur is a dibur of kesher, of chibur, of tseruf. Medabrim ze im ze. בפסוק במשלי נאמר, מסיר אוזנו משמוע תורה, גם תפילתו תועבה. היינו אדם שאין לו אוזן קרויה לשמוע תורה, גם תפילתו תועבה. והסיבה לכך, משום שלא ייתכן דיבור מצד אחד. מי שיכול לשמוע את מה שמדברים אליו, יכול להשמיע את מה שהוא מדבר. אולם מי שלא פתוח, מי שלא מסוגל לשמוע את מה שמדברים אליו, גם דיבורו שלו לא דיבור שמכוון אל האחר, אלא כלפי עצמו. לכן הוא לא שומע, לכן הוא לא מדבר. שומע ואינו מדבר יש, אולם מדבר ואינו שומע אין. There's a pasuk that if somebody removes his ears, doesn't allow his ears to hear Torah, his tefillah is a toyeva. And the reason is because there can't be a one-sided dibur. So if a person wants to speak to Hashem but he doesn't want to hear Hashem speaking to him, it doesn't go. Dibur tefillah is dibur to Hashem, and Torah is Hashem speaking to us. אברהם אבינו היה זה שגילה בעולם את דיבוריו של בורא העולם. אי אפשר לבירה בלא מנהיג. Whatever we see, that's God speaking. Avraham Avinu was the first one to daven. He spoke to God and God spoke to him. If you're able to listen to Hashem speaking to you, and he'll listen to you speaking to him. Meisira asol mishmo ha-Torah gam tefilato toiva. But if you listen to the Torah, then your tefillah is accepted. It's a zevach reshaim toiva v'tefilat yisharim ritzono. The zevach of reshaim, the karbonos of reshaim, is an abomination, but the tefillah of yisharim is God's will. The tefillah that Hashem likes of yisharim. Yishmael was the Bechor, so he has the Ikar of Avraham Avinu. So he was the listener. Yishmael, God listens. He was the davener. But because of his misbehavior, he was removed from the house of Avraham. And Avraham gave everything he had to Yitzchak. V'edian is called Sherlo Li Yitzchak. Gave Matanos to his other children, but to Yitzchak he gave everything he had. And that's the Iker. At Matan Torah, Yishmael could have gone to that, back to that Nekudas Bechora. Yishmael was supposed to receive the Torah. Ofir Mehar Paran. That's Yishmael. He offered the Torah to Yishmael. That he'll no longer be a Meisir Ozno Mishmo Torah. His tefillah is going to be a Tefillas Yesharim. Because he'll listen to God's word and then he'll respond with tefillah. But Yishmael wasn't interested. But that's part of the essence of Yishmael. Yishma Kel V'Yaneim, the Pasuk says. Yishma Hashem Elon Yech. Esav is Hashem Ha'asiya. Hariga B'cherev is Asiya. Achar B'chatichya. Yishmael is Shmiya. And that's what his name remains. Yishma Kel, God listening. V'lam Nikra Shema Yishmael, Shasi L'Shema HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ben Kasam HaShem Sid Menei Yishmael, Lassus Baratz B'achrut Sayyamim. Why is his name Yishmael? It says in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. Because in the future, God's going to hear the crying out of his nation from what Bnei Yishmael are going to do at the end of days. And that's why he's called Yishmael. In other words, the Koch of Tefillah is supposed to be revealed by Yishmael. Since it isn't, instead it's revealed by us, our suffering from under Bnei Yishmael. So Yishmael was supposed to be Megala, the Koch of Tefillah in the world, but he wasn't. He didn't do it properly. And instead he causes us all these tzaras, and now we're supposed to daven. It says in Tehillim, Pamim Rabus Yatzilem, the Chazal tell us, Amr Belazar, Yalkut, Remes, Tov Tov Tzamechei, Ein Yisrael Negolam Elam Mitoch Hamisha Dvar, Mitoch Tzara, Mitoch Tfilah, Mitoch Tzchusavis, Mitoch Tshuva, Mitoch Haketz. Five things. Tzara, Tfilah, Tzchusavis, Tshuva, and Ketz. The end. Tzaras, we have lots of. Schusavas, we have lots of. Kates, we hope it's coming soon. Kates sem lechoshech. But it says two other things there. Tefillah and tshuva. That's the geula. וכן אתה מוצא שאינו ישראל ממצרים מתוך חמישה דברים. מתוך צרה, מתוך תשובה, מתוך זכות אבות, the Medrash calls פסוקים. מתוך רחמים, תפילה, מתוך הקץ. And that's going to be our geula. So that's really the response to Yishmael. The response to Yishmael isn't with bombs, even though that might well be necessary. Of course, we should defend ourselves. I'm not being silly. But the primary response, the most powerful response that's going to bring a long-term solution to this Middle East crisis is tshuva and tefillah. To daven to Hashem, there's really no, if you listen to the experts, what's the solution? What's the solution to the problem in the Middle East? You have the Hamas and Iran behind them, want to destroy, wipe out the state of Israel. L'hashmid, l'harog, l'abed, es kol ha'yehudim min arva ad zokein taf enoshim. B'yom echad, b'chatzi yom, b'shachas, it doesn't matter. They want to wipe us all out. And they're not, until they're done with us, they're not going to rest. So what's the solution? Offering them the two-state solution, all these things, they've been offered about five times their own state. It's not what they want, they admit it, many of them. And some people say, oh, but there's some who do want peace. Yeah, but what about all those who don't? Person says, I eat a healthy diet, I eat healthy food every day. Every day I eat a healthy food, but he also smokes four packs a day, drinks a whole bottle of vodka. So all the healthy stuff isn't going to help you very much because you have the unhealthy stuff. So all those cousins of ours who want to make peace aren't going to help us because there's so many who don't, who want to kill us. So that's what Chazal tell us, that the Gula is only going to come mitoch tshuva and mitoch tefillah. And at the end of days we're going to cry out to Hashem because of the tzaris that Bnei Yishmael are doing to us. Yishma kel v'yaneim. So that's really our avoda. Our avoda is to be a meisir ozno mishma, not to be a meisir ozno mishma Torah, to listen to the Torah, to listen to what God is saying, and then respond with tefillah. And God will listen to us. So that's the yisod advar, the message for now. Until the geula, be mitzvah Hashem b'karav. Thank you so much for listening.